Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, February 27th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the LuArt NFT Project Panel, featuring Wrecked Wolf and Luna Lions. Let's take a listen.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, everyone.
Hello,
thanks,
Jordan.
Leslie. Hey, guys.
Hello.
So, let's just give people a couple minutes to fill in, and then we can get going. Looks like we got all the speakers up here, so that's good. Luna Lions, is there anyone from your personal accounts? Oh, there we go.
Creed, yeah.
Cool. I'm assuming this is High Roller on the Luna Lions account.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's kick things off. We can start with some introductions. I'll go ahead and go first. My name is Jordan, aka Crypto Smith. I'm here without my partner in crime, PB. Usually where we come as a duo, PB and J, hosting these project panels. But he has some other work to do for the LuArt content, preparing for the listing. So a lot of things moving, a lot of people busy right now. So we'll have a great chat, but you guys could go ahead and start with introductions. Luna Lions.
Yeah, I'm a hiler on the Luna Lions account and Crete.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
We're both defenders.
Nice to hear your voices, High Roller and Creed. Wrecked Wolf.
Hey, this is Berserker, co-founder of Wrecked Wolf. I'd also like to introduce Aldenal, who is not here, but he's our UI UX developer as well as our economics guy, and Kudo, who's also not here, but he's a very engaged member of the Galactic DAO as well as our art director.
Hi everyone, I'm Besarab, the other co-founder of Wrecked Wolf, and I'm really glad I'm here tonight.
We also have Leslie here. She's hosting from the LuArt account. She doesn't really speak much, but I'm going to get her to speak more pretty soon.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for hosting, Leslie, and thanks for the introduction, guys. We like to keep these conversations as free-flowing as possible. Obviously, there's like details we want to go over that we already have written up. But I guess just to kick things off, I would love for you guys to just give us a high-level overview of what your project inspiration is and what's the idea, you know, you guys decided to run with. Either one can go first. Doesn't have to be any particular order.
What am I right? Do you want to take it?
You guys can go ahead.
I'll take it. Yeah, so basically like the last 6 months to a year, myself have been really involved in in the NFT space, working with a big Ethereum project. And Creed's actually my in real life friend. So we've both been in the space for quite a while now. And then around 2 to 3 months ago, I went to him and like said I had an idea. We were both like heavy investors into Luna at the time, and I always wanted to make an NFT project. So I think the best, we didn't want to make it on Ethereum because the gas fees were just ridiculous, and Solana was just really oversaturated. So we're both investors in Luna, so I don't see why we couldn't build it on Terra. So we kind of just brainstormed and then came up with Luna Lines. It just clicked because we were having a lot of look at the projects before, and there wasn't any lines there. So it kind of just worked. And we both loved it. We love lions, and it just seemed like a perfect project name and a good theme to go with.
So you guys got into Terra, started the project in Terra because the gas fees in Solana was a little bit too crowded?
The gas fees on Ethereum. So sometimes like on Ethereum, you're paying more gas than the actual NFT itself.
And, sure.
And we had a little look at Solana as well, but there was tons and like hundreds, even like 20, 30 daily projects getting dropped on Solana. So it was very oversaturated. I just thought it was a good opportunity on Terra because we're both invested in Luna at the time. We still are, but not as much.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a common story that a lot of people came initially for the price action on Terra, and it's definitely showed in the last few weeks, you know, the resiliency of the ecosystem. But it's great to see how people come and stay. It's not every project where communities come and stay, and now you're building, so that's even better. Wrecked Wolf, if we could get your perspective on the question, just to reiterate, you know, we just want to get an a little bit of a breakdown on where your idea came from and maybe why you decided to build on the Terra ecosystem.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. That's a great question. So why Wrecked Wolf? I think the concept is rather unique, but at the beginning of our crypto journey, everyone thinks they're the Wolf of Wall Street and they're going to make a lot of money, right? But reality catches up to them, and and it's not the Wolf of Wall Street. It's more like the Wrecked Wolf of Wall Street. So we kept that name, Wrecked Wolf. We thought it was kind of funny and a little self-deprecating. I think it's important to kind of laugh at ourselves a little bit. And in terms of, you know, our values and our mission is we really want to help the community that experienced that unpleasant side of crypto and actually got wrecked. And we want to take care of those wolves. So we plan on doing this through community support initiatives. So we're a very welcoming and inclusive community. We also have a Got Wrecked channel in our Discord to kind of share your stories or your unfortunate wrecked experiences. And finally, this is going to be upcoming in the roadmap, but we'd like to have some, you know, self-care workshops and kind of help out people through guided meditation, nutrition consultancy, and so on and so forth. You know, something to kind of help the people out. That's one part, the community support. The second part is kind of the educational piece. I think everyone is, well, I mean, if you've been following the project, you're more familiar with the educational piece. So we've been doing a lot of daily updates on Twitter in terms of market sentiment, as well as providing reviews, market analysis, and so on and so forth. So people get more educated on the projects. And again, with the mission of preventing to get wrecked. So that's kind of the high level of the why. And I guess we also met through the Galactic DAO, most of us. So all of us, actually. So Bessie is a Galactic DAO ambassador, and we've been heavily involved in the DAO since the beginning, right? Since we got elected in October. So we've driven a lot of initiatives, together with the DAO, and it's been a really exciting and amazing journey. And during that journey, we actually met with Aldenal, who organizes or who actually developing the new Galactic Punks site, as well as Kudo, who is a very engaged DAO member and has an amazing eye for art. So we kind of all got together with this mission of supporting the community. And that's kind of the big idea of why Wrecked Wolves. Why Terra? I guess this is a multi-chain project, but we're definitely very bullish on Luna, and we absolutely adore the concept of decentralized money. I think it's vital, you know, especially in these times where we kind of have these actions taken by governments that freeze accounts and so on. So you really need that decentralized UST. I think that's very key and very important. So we love that about Luna, but we also love the community on Terra. Because it's been like a family, really. Everyone knows each other. We're all very close together. So this is an amazing community, an amazing idea of having this decentralized money. And finally, we thought that the best way of improving the adoption of UST is by developing a multi-chain NFT project starting on Terra, right? So there's no better way to expose people to UST by having, you know, these NFTs that are kind of connected to Terra, so people get educated and you know, get informed about the Terra ecosystem as well. And actually, we've had a lot of success right now with Near, with Boo Monsters from Near. A lot of them opened their wallets on Terra, as well as a lot of Solana folk. Hope I didn't speak for too long. So that was like kind of the little introduction here.
No, I mean, that was great. I definitely think that there's a lot to unpack. The fact that you guys are multi-chain really speaks volumes to like the spirit of Terra in itself. I think it's unique that we've never, as an ecosystem, really tried to compete with other chains, because the whole like idea of UST, right, is to be able to be a multi-chain asset. And whether you think it's going to be cross-chain or multi-chain, that's up for debate. We've seen, like, with the wormhole, how cross-chain, the wormhole hacking, how cross-chain can be inefficient at times. But let's dig in a little bit to that. What was your kind of inspiration behind multi-chain, and maybe speak to some of the successes that you've already had with it? To move forward, what ideas do you have in the future? Oh, it looks like Aston is here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess in terms of successes, we've already started a bit the multi-chain journey through the Galactic DAO. Karma's here on the line. And that was also one of the inspirations, is some of the Twitter spaces that were organized on the multi-chain. So that included MonkeyDAO from Solana, as well as MetaRats from Secret Network. And there was also someone from Near there. So during that Twitter spaces, I think everyone kind of agreed that the future is multi-chain. So basically, it promotes decentralization. As you mentioned before, Terra isn't trying to compete with any other ecosystem. They're just trying to bring the decentralized money across every chain, just so everybody can have access to that asset. So that was kind of, again, the inspiration for the multi-chain. And in terms of successes that we've had so far, so I can only speak of the partnerships that we've developed, because it's been a relatively early project. But we did have, you know, the whitelisting for MonkeyDAO. So they kind of put a seal of approval on the project, which is wonderful, as well as the Boo Monsters from Near, who also were very, very interested in the project and the multi-chain aspect. So we got like two chains there that are interested, but we also have connections on Ethereum that kind of wanted to explore this concept a little more. So we're going to continue to pursue and develop these partnerships together and try to kind of coordinate something that's going to be the best for the whole of the crypto ecosystem. And so, yeah.
Well, it sounds fairly different than what I've seen from other NFT roadmaps so far. It sounds really interesting. We have Aston up here, our strategic director. Go ahead and introduce yourself if need be. I know most people in the ecosystem may have seen Aston's name.
Leave me alone. I'm in bed. It's like 2 a.m.
Yeah, Aston, poor Aston over
hi,
here
everyone.
In Singapore.
I'm just popping by to say hi and listen in.
Well, I think now is probably a good transition into just doing a deep dive into the roadmaps, and we can touch on Luna Lions. We gave Wreckwolf a good time to touch on some important things, but can you guys give an idea of the roadmap? You know, what's to come? What are some things to be excited of?
Yeah, I'll take this. So after the mint on the 9th, the first thing we're going to do is the charity donation. Me and the team are quite big on animal welfare, and we want to have a positive impact on, you know, animals' lives in general. So that's the first thing we're going to do, and that's going to be done in a poll in the Discord, and whatever organization gets the most votes, that's where the first donation is going to go to. With the first donation, we're hoping to help at least 200 lions, and then obviously there's going to be more donations after that, but that's the first thing we're going to do. And then we're also looking into we'll be putting a portion of the funds into the community wallet. And of course, with those funds, it's going to be 100%. Everything's going to be decided by the community, whether that's, you know, doing stuff in the metaverse or looking into new projects. Just want the community to know that it's all going to be done to them. Every decision is going to be done to them. And then in terms of what we're kind of excited for, I'd say, well, we opened the Discord up. Yeah, we've had the Discord open quite a while now, and a lot of the members seem to like sports. We've had a lot of good chats about sports. So we think when we're doing our in-real-life meetups, we'd do something to do with sports. So it'd be potentially a soccer game, a football game, or something along those lines. But we do understand that doing meetups is quite hard because everyone's living their own lives. And finding like times and dates when people have got time off of work and everything can be hard. So we're also going to do online stuff, you know, whether that's like doing a quiz or, you know, trivia or like a Kahoot kind of thing, or just, you know, just chatting in general. And yeah, that's all for the first kind of part of the roadmap.
It sounds like you guys may have like a deeper connection with lions than you initially said. Have you guys ever like worked with lions, or like inspiration from childhood?
I mean, there's no, I don't know. When we first came up with the project, it was kind of just out at the moment. We were just having our wee chat, and then, you know, Luna Lions. I mean, there's no specific connection. It's not like none of us have really worked with lions as such. I mean, we're both like the Lion King, if that makes a difference.
I mean, I noticed that on the website.
apart from that, we just like lions, honestly. There's nothing else to really say.
I mean, that's awesome. You know, there's always the apes, there's a lot of monkeys, and the lions deserve to get some respect. They're the king of the jungle.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Seems like one of the obvious choices. And I like how you guys threw in the sports, you know. We have a chat going right now for the AMA guests, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, some UFC stuff, mixed martial arts, and maybe you guys can be sponsors for the Hasbulla UFC fight. So
yeah,
put that on the roadmap.
We can look into it.
I think that that's great. I think that donating is definitely a huge thing, and giving the community an option to be a part of where funds are directed is big. It tends to me to see, like, there's always these stories about charities and, you know, where is the money going? There's not much transparency. And I guess that's the beautiful cross between crypto and charity. So hats off to you guys on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wrecked Wolf, let's get into your roadmap. I know you guys, you know, spoke about the DAO, but maybe if we could just talk about, like, step by step, what could your holders expect over the next several months?
Yeah, sure. Good question as well. I would like to take it back just one step, because we do a lot of reviews for projects and we look at the roadmap, right? But you have to think about the fact that writing a roadmap is actually really easy. You can write whatever you want on the roadmap. It's the execution of the roadmap that's very key. And executing the roadmap is actually really dependent on the team. So I'd like to kind of talk about the team before I talk about the roadmap and why we can kind of actually accomplish these things that we do put on the roadmap. So I already mentioned this, but, you know, like they say, the proof is in the pudding. Besarab and myself have driven these initiatives for the Galactic DAO, such as, you know, the Validator, the Monkey DAO partnerships, and so on. So this is one of the aspects we kind of already driven some initiatives. We've also developed a lot of partnerships. I kind of mentioned the cross-chain ones, but also intra-chain. So on Terra, we've partnered with a lot of projects. So just to name a few, the Iced Out Bulls, Galactic Punks, Hellcats, Wagmi Monkeys, Skeleton Punks, Hero NFT, they've all kind of participated and helped out for the whitelisting process, as well as TerraFloki. And there are more that I haven't named. We're already doing, you know, what we promised to do. So these reviews, they're already there. The mint calendar, the analysis, and we've paid out bounties. So we kind of promised this DAO to earn model, but we're already kind of doing it by paying out the bounties. I think that's an important aspect to incentivize the flow of content, so the content gets actually produced. And last point, I think maybe this isn't, you can give this as much value as you like, but we're all kind of accomplished individuals in our careers. So it kind of demonstrates that we have some leadership skills and ability to get work done. So that's, I think, is also kind of an important point. So that's kind of on the team to show that we can actually execute the roadmap and to bring it to the roadmap. So like you said, the first initial step will be to set up the DAO. We definitely like the Galactics DAO structure, Monkey DAO structure, as well as Orca Protocol. For those that aren't familiar with Orca Protocol, it's a protocol on Solana that kind of gets DAOs set up and focuses on a team's approach. You'll see it in our light paper, but basically you're trying to maximize efficiency without compromising decentralization. So the DAO, once the DAO is set up, we're going to have what we call these wolf clans. So there are going to be these clans, which are these small teams that will be doing research and providing input and actually spending some of that treasury money in order to increase more treasury money. And I forgot to mention this, but 30% of the net proceeds from the sales of Wrecked Wolf are going into that treasury. So the treasury will be bootstrapped with a significant chunk of change that we can spend and kind of grow all together. So once that, you know, structure is set up, we have the treasury, we got all the things going. Then we have, I don't want to spill too much alpha here, but we're planning to doing, you know, a secondary NFT drop on Terra. I'm not going to give more you know, information on this, but this will be for our holders. It will, and I'll stop there, and the holders will love it. So that's all I'm going to say. And once that's done, we're planning on to expanding on the multi-chain. So again, this is a DAO-driven decision on which chain gets picked first. We have our own thoughts on which chain should get picked first as the expansion process commences, but it will be a DAO decision as a whole. And finally, I mean, I've described a lot of things. This is a long-term roadmap. This is going to take months for just the first expansion of the multi-chain. So getting to five chains is going to take a year plus. So I just want to level set expectations here.
Right. I mean, I think it's important to set expectations, but yeah, I mean, there's, again, I feel like there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, the fact that you guys have already started out this paid to earn model shows that obviously it works. Do you have any examples of some of the bounties that you guys are putting out in the community?
I don't know. One of the speakers is one of our biggest recipients of bounties here. I don't know if he wants to speak.
I might have taken two bounties from Wreckwolf already. Is it two or three? I think it's two.
So far, it's two. We didn't want to give you too many, Aston, but you provide the good quality reviews.
I think Aston touches every corner of the Terra universe. So I don't know. Aston, tell us a little bit about maybe what you've worked on so the community can get an idea of you know, if they would like to participate.
I think the bounties in itself is just a nice idea to get people to actually go and do research, if not do research for others. Because the first, I know the bounty reward has changed slightly, if I'm not wrong, but the first instance was providing cash, like literally USD prizes. So anyone that submits a bounty, well, a good quality bounty, it's then selected by the team. And essentially all you have to do is write an insightful post or review of an NFT project that's going to launch or has launched if they have developments further in the future. So it's trying to give insight to people in the community that want to learn about projects, but maybe in some cases don't have the time to actually research these things, or even maybe they've done their research, but they haven't gone that far in depth, right? So you're providing this extra layer of insight that help teach them or help them learn more about the project. And that could just be the difference maker between convincing them to mint or not mint, or purchase on secondary market. So it's just really giving a better, more detailed insight into everything that's coming up.
What would you guys say is the average payout for these bounties?
It's obviously 69 USD, whatever amount could it
I
be.
I love it.
But yeah, we've been really pleasantly surprised. Actually, we gave some bounties that are outside of the scope. So, you know, Aston talked about the reviews, which are key for the educational piece. But we've had some really good analytics data coming out. So, you know, kind of distribution of NFTs as well as rarity tools, memes and so on. So we've paid out some bounties for projects that, for contributions from the community that are a little bit outside of the scope, but are still amazing contributions. And I guess I'll take this opportunity to thank some of the members of the community that contributed. So I am sorry if I forget some people, but Dude, Aston, Svarna, Yoast, Liquid Spirit, and I'm sorry, Devepay as well, that does the memes. So a lot of these people have been really amazing contributors, and we give them the title of builder because they're actually building the DAO, and they're kind of key to make this whole thing work.
Well, that's awesome. So I want to touch back on, you know, partnerships and multi-chain. Kind of talk about what goes behind your decision making when wanting to collaborate with a partner. I think it might be a little bit easier answer in Terra because NFT projects are so young. You know, most people can name most of the top 20 NFT projects probably in the ecosystem right now. But when discussing going multi-chain as well, what goes behind your guys' thought process? Like, is it to stay on brand? You know, is it, it has to do with the tech stack? Is it community driven, et cetera?
Yeah, I guess it's all of the above. Like you mentioned, it's a really good question. So far, we've collaborated, like I said, with MonkeyDAO because Bessie's a MonkeyDAO member, and we have Ravi, who's a MonkeyDAO member, who's helping us out a lot. So that's been kind of a good partnership, and they're the leaders. In my opinion, they're kind of the best NFT DAO out there that exists across all chains because they've been pioneering this DAO work for a long time. So kind of the visions are very aligned, and it made a lot of sense on Solana. For, you know, the upcoming kind of partnerships, or we're focusing on those things that you mentioned. So the vision of the project. So ideally, you know, they kind of have a similar vision of trying to help out the community. And in terms of the tech, ideally, if they can help us out, you know, with the tech aspect as well, is going to be very important. And really, we're looking to have meaningful, long-lasting, mutually beneficial partnerships. So we don't want this to be like a one and done, right? We do a whitelist giveaway, and then it's kind of over after that. We really want to dive deeper and see how we can help each other in the long term and not just in the short term.
Well, maybe that's an open invitation, Luna Lions. What do you say? do you guys have any partnerships coming on, or do you have any partnerships from before you'd like to talk about, or possibly anything in the roadmap?
We have for the phase two of the roadmap. We're looking to get a suite either in the NFL or the MLS, whether that's like renting for a few months or like leasing it for the whole year. So me and myself and Creed, we've had a call with Orlando City and Inter Miami so far, and then it looks definitely doable for that. So how that would work is we'd be inviting line holders out, inviting them out to the suite, but it would only be line holders that would have access to that, and it'd be randomly selected. Not many partnerships, only really like whitelist giveaway partnerships, the Colonies, Skeleton Punks, Puffins. I think we're working with gonna be working with Hellcats and Monkeys soon. I think that's all on the partnership side with us.
Well, I think that MLS and NFL thing is huge. I myself, I'm a NFL fan, I guess you would say. Las Vegas Raiders, to be exact. Unfortunately, we made it to the playoffs this year, but that would be definitely really cool to get into a suite. I don't think I've ever actually sat in a suite at an NFL game. I'm not there yet in life, I guess you would say. But so you guys already had a conversation with one of the managers on the Miami Dolphins?
The Miami Dolphins and then two football teams as well. So we had Inter Miami and their soccer team in the MLS and Orlando City as well. So we've had several calls with them regarding suites.
Well, that's really smart because Miami is probably the most crypto-forward city in the United States right now. So
the mayor's getting paid in Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. I was just actually talking to one of my friends from Miami, and they're working on passing a bill where Florida would be a crypto tax-free state. Mm. So I myself, a little bit of a dox, but I'm in California, and I get taxed on everything, and everything is more expensive. So I would definitely consider the move to go to Florida. But are you guys located in Miami, or is that just
the whole team's based in Scotland, except from Xander, our artist, and he's based in America.
But oh, nice.
UK here.
Well, you guys definitely are gonna have to make a lot of trips if you partnership.
Down. Yeah, probably like move over there or get an Airbnb for a few months or whatever. Definitely.
That's awesome. Well, definitely going to be picking up some Lumen lines. I would love to be able to get to go into a suite for free. So let's like start talking about the art. I think you guys both of your teams have some really unique art, which I love. Let's talk about maybe where your artist has his inspiration from. We can touch on some of the traits that you guys are most excited about. But let's really dig into the art. We can start with Luna Lions or Rick.
Don't mind. Ben, do you want to take Xander's inspiration one to start?
Yeah, sure. So we got our artist to kind of give us a bit of information as to how he comes up with this stuff. And he basically says that he focuses on heavy focus on thick and robust outlines. And his inspiration kind of comes from cartoon like stuff. It's easy for me to say what he said here. I'm not an artist, so I don't know exactly obviously how the process of stuff works. I'm just kind of gauging from what he said to me. But yeah, kind of cartoon like stuff. He's obviously been involved in a big project on the ETH chain before he came to work with us. So you know, he's a well known artist, and I think the art he's produced so far is the best I've seen on Tower, one of the best anyway.
Yeah, I really like that. I think in the recent weeks, the art has definitely been getting pushed higher. Every project is starting to come out with more and more unique art. You know, I think that was something Tower was missing for. We obviously had, you know, a few of the blue chips come out, and we had this period of time last fall/winter where there was a lot of projects that had similar art. The roadmaps were not as clear. And, you know, I think, I don't know, since January, since Hellcats kind of got the ecosystem excited again and brought, you know, they were the first one to do cats, like one of the first projects in general to do cats. And you see that people are coming up with more and more unique things. I mean, we got a lion and a wolf now. Go ahead.
I would say like our art's definitely unique. Like even our box, it goes from a snowboard to an RPG. Like it's just great variety. And with the fur, like galaxy fur, nook fur, I don't think it's been done before.
So I guess speaking about the art specifically, what traits should we be looking out for?
Definitely the box. I would say the box are pretty rare. So if you pull a box, then you got a rare one. I would say there's furs are pretty rare. If you get I don't want to drop some alpha, but like galaxy, gold, nook fur, that's pretty rare. You pull that, that's a rare one. But to be honest, all our traits look good. We've not really picked. We wouldn't have put the traits in the list if we didn't think they looked good. We wanted to make sure that the common traits were good because people are most likely going to pull common NFTs. So if the common NFTs are looking good, then people will be satisfied as well.
I think I remember the one more, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you first launched the sneak peeks, right? You tried to take a different route by showing what's the worst possible outcome at what? Like an impossible with zero trades. And that kind of backfired in the wrong way just because people thought the line with zero attributes was what was going to be given to them. So I'm glad like now with all the new ones, especially, was it that the one you put out today, was yesterday. I think everyone's getting really understanding now what the actual traits are and what they can develop to be, rather than that one before that got everyone really confused. But
kind of take it from like the base and then from common to rare to then higher. But I guess everyone was kind of expecting full on traits and then we just released the base. But it's just something that you learn, you know, as you go. We've not released any of our 101s yet, but that'll be releasing closer to the time meant as well. So that's something to get excited about.
I just tagged this one you posted yesterday with the laser eyes and the camo.
Yeah, that's a ghillie suit as well.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. I never look out on mints. I always end up getting common traits, so I'm gonna keep doing it until I, you know, I get lucky, but
it took me 5 months from Galactic Punks all the way to Skeleton Punks to get anything close to a top 1%. So don't worry, it will come. It took me 5 months. Maybe yours will be next.
It's funny because actually, like, so on Silent Solos, I minted a bunch of them and I got a bunch of naked ones. And I'm like, well, what the heck? I got all these naked ones that don't have any traits. And then it turns out a sub community got made and then mine all immediately got bought because I sold, you know, I listed them not too far from the floor price and now I'm wrecked. So that's the unique thing about the Terra communities. Like there's these people taking the initiative, starting their own communities within the NFT project. So so cool to see. Like I'm sure with all the creativity that your project has, there's going to be something that comes out of it. So I'll probably be hodling more than selling any. So we'll see. But yeah, Wrecked Wolf, let's go into your art. I think you guys definitely have some unique art. I like the drawing style. But yeah, let's talk a little bit maybe about the inspiration behind the art and then the traits.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny that you mentioned, you know, minting these more common NFTs. I'm in the same boat, so it's all good. So for the inspiration, I think one of the inspirations that we had right from the backstory, which is a wrecked wolf of Wall Street, we wanted to have a wrecked wolf and we want him to be in the city. So that's why you kind of see this picturesque city backsplash behind you in the wrecked wolf PFP. So the inspiration was having Wrecked Wolves living in the city, as well as we wanted to go for a different style. So we were looking at 80s cartoons. I don't know if you're familiar with, this is an old cartoon called Oliver and Company from Disney. And they have this nice kind of grainy cartoon feel to it. It feels very vintagey and homey. So we really like that it was easy for us to kind of develop a story around these Wrecked Wolves because they kind of have this old time charm to them. So that was a bit the inspiration for the, you know, kind of the design. And Kudo really brought it to life with our artist, who I'd like to talk about just a little bit. But he also made collections on Ethereum, which were very successful. And he does some fan work for Nintendo as well as Axies. And he has a long-term relationship with Steam, Valve. So basically, he develops some merch or the art for some of the merch. So he's quite an accomplished artist on his own right. And we're very thankful and grateful that he kind of saw this vision of the Wrecked Wolf and designed these amazing, you know, kind of characters that really come to life. And you can kind of already see an animation style to it. You could almost see a cartoon of Wrecked Wolf coming up. So that was a bit kind of the idea behind this.
Yeah, well, I like the art. For everyone to see, I just tagged an example of one of their pieces of work. So let's go into traits. For Wrecked Wolf, what are some traits that we should be looking out for that, you know, we would want to mint, something maybe we're excited for?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of rare trait, obviously, you know, in terms of traits, we have the fur, and we have some really cool and unique furs. One of them, I really want to keep it a secret, so I won't disclose, but it's one of the rarer furs we have, or the rarest one, actually. But one you've seen already is the translucent fur. So something kind of like a see-through, and you see all the organs inside of the Wrecked Wolf, which we think is quite different. And there's also, you know, a zombie one, which you haven't seen before, but we think it looks really cool. If for those of you that know me, my Galactic Punk is a zombie, so I kind of love zombies anyways. So those are kind of rare fur traits that you guys should look out for. In terms of mouth, you can see on the one you posted right there, he has the golden grill, like we like to call it. So these gold teeth are actually very rare. You know, I don't know if someone is going to start a club with that, but it's something that's quite rare and quite interesting to have. And finally, we have a lot of unique clothes. And this leather jacket is really cool, but we also have a hoodie that I think everyone will love. And that's, again, almost in the legendary category. We looked at the percentages, right? We submitted our metadata, I think, in the process of. And I think it's something like 0.4% for some of these closed traits that are very, very rare. We do have 175 traits, so there's a lot. So even the most common ones aren't that common, but we still wanted to have some legendaries in brackets that make them feel very, very rare. And it's cool to collect, you know, NFTs that are kind of on the rare side.
All right, so we heard it here first. Look out for zombies, hoodies, and gold grills. And if someone mints one, let me know beforehand if you're going to decide to start a community so I can buy one. I don't know if that's allowed, but I need to get some luck here somehow. Maybe I make my own. I think that, you know, we're getting to the top of the hour now. If there's any, I know we may have already shared some alpha. If there's any alpha that the team would like to share before we get on to the community questions, now's the time to do it. I know that you might have leaked some here and there.
All the alpha's been leaked.
All the alpha's been leaked. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we have one piece. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, let's maybe refresh everyone to see, you know, this is the alpha section. So any alpha you share, let's touch back on it so we can remind everyone. You know, we've been talking for an extended amount of time.
Yeah, we're actually working on some alpha to share with y'all right before Mint, just to kind of tease you out. But it's on the, I think I mentioned this earlier, but the secondary Terra collection that we want to do, or the companion collection that we want to do. You'll see a little piece of it. It's very unique. I don't think anyone has done this before in terms of art. I hope it doesn't, you know, I hope it remains interesting and fun. So please keep an open mind, but you'll see, it'll be cool. So just be on the lookout for that.
I think we can only, I think we can only release one alpha, and I'll be one of our 101s. Let's just say like avatar far.
Man. It's kind of depressing because I almost know I won't mint it. But all right, so now I think it is time to open up the floor to questions. Don't be shy. We have two really good projects up here. If you have any questions, you know, we talked about the DAO for Wrecked Wolf, the pay-to-earn model. We talked about, you know, Luna Lions having a DAO that can vote on charitable causes. We have Aston up here. You can ask him questions too.
So he's done. It's three.
Sorry, Aston. He just told me that he needs to go to sleep. It's like 3 a.m. where he's at. But okay. So no one's raising their hand. How about this? I will send you 5 UST if you ask a question.
How old are you?
I to the first 5 people. I did this last time and it worked. It's not working this time.
No one wants any money.
No one wants. Okay, how about this?
Recent Luna pump? They're all rich now. So,
God, yeah, I know. Last time I asked questions, you know, was that like $50, maybe even 42 or something like that. Nobody. Okay, I'll up the stakes.
Hello,
UST to 2 people. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, hello guys. Sorry to interrupt this. Your fun little chitter chatter. I have a question for Wrecked Wolf. Now. I am personally a huge fan of the project. Now, completely unbiased, but obviously people running the project are partly GP ambassadors. However, whatever I say now has no affiliation to this. I genuinely feel like Wrecked Wolf has taken what we've talked about in this space a lot, so building the community, found their niche and are actually providing some immense value. It's I think the one of the first like small upcoming projects in the space that have found something unique to deliver, because we all, you know, say to each other, well, do your own due diligence, your etc., but logically and realistically no one truly has time to be researching any of the projects that come up because the volume is just immense. And I think taking this and providing a community build upon this DD is an insane value. And on the topic of that, and coming to my actual question, is do you also, or have you been afraid, or have you been anxious while building this model about the backlash that you could possibly get from some projects that when you give them, you know, negative opinions? Or is there a certain amount of, you know, almost pleasure in calling these people out, when what they're building is actually another shameless cash grab?
Thank you for that question. That's a really interesting one.
I had take full pleasure in it, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Everyone seems to take full pleasure in this one. First of all, this is not financial advice, so I want this to be clear, and I'll put in that disclaimer. Any review that we do provide is kind of, you know, not financial advice, and still continue to do your own research on top of it. And I guess, you know, this is the Wrecked Wolf take. We put out the arguments, we put out the justification, we put out the review, and, you know, we kind of try to be as neutral as possible when doing these reviews. And these reviews are, for the most part, community led. So it's not only one person that's writing this, but this kind of offers a certain protection, a backlash towards one single person. So we kind of like this peer-reviewed process that's been used in scientific papers, just to make sure that everyone kind of has a go-through and we all agree on the consensus of what the review will look like. So far, we haven't had any backlash, but I will admit there's a little cop out here. We kind of select already the projects that are going to be likely successful. So we don't go for these smaller, I don't want to name any projects again, but you don't see review for every single project because some of these projects would get, you know, a D minus. I don't want to be mean, but it's just maybe they won't be as successful just because there hasn't been enough development. So just to bring it back, yes, so this is a community-driven review process. We try to make it neutral. We try to have it peer-reviewed, so multiple people kind of contributing to the review. And so far, it's been positive, but I guess that's kind of the way it's going to be. If someone is unhappy with a review, if they provide appropriate arguments or we miss something or we misinterpreted something, then fine, we'll change the review and, you know, we're kind of adjust the grade or whatever. But if they have no, you know, justification to upgrade their grade or anything like that, if there's no reason for them to get a higher score, then we're going to stick to our guns. And if some members don't like it or the projects don't like it, we're not trying to bash any project. We're just trying to provide a little guidance as well so they can kind of adapt to this and use the review as maybe some framework on points to improve, right? So if we say, I remember, for instance, Spacebirds, right? A lot of people were saying, oh, the team's not doxed. But they are doxed because they're on, they're going through Random Earth. And second point is they actually published a whole description of, you know, what their team is, who their team is, why they're doing the project. So that was very helpful for the community to learn on the team because that information wasn't available beforehand. And that was one of the criticisms. So hoping that these reviews are used as, guidance on how to improve your project. And if we're wrong, we're going to make the corrections. But if we're not and you're not using it as guidance, we're going to stick to our review. I mean, and it's a community-based approach. So basically, they can be pissed at like 10 people or, you know, they don't know who to attack here. So anyways, it kind of protects the community a little more. I hope that answers your question. That was a tough one.
Can I just one small thing? Okay. So I totally agree with Berserker, what he said. It's that what we are doing. And exactly how he said, it is not so easy to evaluate all the projects, and we have to be also careful, also diplomatic, also have to deep dive enough everything in order to be sure that all the information we have are the proper information. But beside all this, we have one big goal, Track Wolf, and that is having our community members being better on how to allocate in a more wise way their capital. And when you see the people that they start already thinking on how to allocate properly their resources on which project fits better them and which ones don't fit, even if the project is hyped or the project is, it's shielded on Twitter or in every community. Seeing this thing that, okay, they say, okay, it's not for me. That probably is one of the biggest goals for Rectal in this case.
Yeah, sorry guys, if I could just comment quickly on that and have another question. So I think this is an insanely clever way to structure a DAO, and I can envision a future where projects that are overtly confident that they have structured their team and their roadmap right could even contribute funds to fund their own bounty on criticism and review of their own project on Rectwolf. Because already you're making a name for yourself in the space. And whenever I want to know if I will be minting something, I actually check the Rectwolf chats first, and so do many other people. So I can see that's developing almost in like a side revenue for the DAO. However, what my question would have been was, are you going to put out a bounty for review, critical review of your own project? And are you going to review Lunar Alliance?
For our own project, that's an interesting one. It's a funny one, too. I think You know, a lot of users kind of requested this. Maybe Aston can do it. He already did one, actually. So, but we didn't pay him for that bounty, just to be completely, you know, honest here. So, yeah, that's a funny one. I guess we could do that, but not 100% sure how honest those reviews are going to be. And yes, we will absolutely review Luna Alliance, because they're a big project launching on Terra, and we do want to kind of inform the community, and I think they have a promising approach. So we'll absolutely review that project. And finally, just to kind of touch back to your point and on that second comment, there are projects that get paid to review NFT projects on Solana. So maybe some of you have heard of Rad Rugs. They are a professional service, professional because they get paid for it, of reviews. So there are a lot of rugs on Solana, as you may have heard. And what they do, they kind of go through all the team, all through you know, a lot of the aspects, the roadmap, and so on and so forth. Is it feasible for the amount of money they're asking? So they do that review, and they ask the project to pay them. Just because once it is Rad Rugs approved, the community has this sense of, you know, comfort, or they're kind of have this confidence in minting that project. So there is that inherent bias that can be there, because you're actually paying the reviewer to review a project, and if he gives you a bad review, then you're paying to get your project demolished, which is counterintuitive. But they're also doing the coaching aspect to it. So if they say, you know, guys, your roadmap, it makes no sense. We're going to give you a bad grade if you don't change it. Then the project kind of changes the roadmap, and then they get a upgrade in their grading system. So there is a way of partnering with the project and providing coaching. And I want to call out Aston, who does a fantastic job at this at Luart, I think. And he doesn't even get paid for this, from my understanding. so anyways, kind of doing what Aston does almost, but for projects outside of Luart, because Luart has these really incredible and well thought out of projects. You know, the supply, the cost, everything is super tailored. And I think a lot of that comes from the Aston's influence. So I'm wondering if we couldn't do that model, but except for, you know, projects minting on Random Earth or Messier and so on and so forth. So a great model, like you say, in terms of getting paid to review.
Well, I think that those were really great answers, and a lot of I think there could be even initiatives that come out of what was just talked about. But in the sake of time, you know, we have a couple more people that want to ask questions. Let's go with Zola. You're there. You can go ahead and unmute yourself. Okay. Well, I don't know if Zola is still there. Louis the 13th.
Yeah, I just had a general question. I was basically wondering, like, I missed the beginning of the AMA, and I was basically wondering if you could basically recap everything you said. I understood, like, you were trying to create a DAO, and yeah, I would just basically want to know a bit more about that.
Well, I don't know, but the DAO part was a pretty long-winded answer.
It might take a while.
Yeah, but as a recorded, I will say, this is recorded, yes. So there you go, Louis the 13th. This is recorded, so we will, you know, you could click on the space after and listen to the recording. We talked about the DAO for both of the projects fairly early on, so yeah.
Is he getting his 10 UST?
Yes, he is getting his 10 UST.
hey guys.
Okay, thank
you. Sorry to miss you. I was putting the kids to sleep. I had a quick question. I think one of you, I wasn't sure who said it earlier. You mentioned, obviously, for a successful sort of NFT launch, can take a couple of months in order to hit certain milestones in the roadmap, even obviously a lot longer for a longer-term project. And I've seen the more successful I guess NFT launches and sustainable, I guess, NFTs tend to have obviously a very engaged community. Obviously, looking at the one that launched the other day, the Skeleton Punks or the Hellcats, obviously very engaged. And I see Lunar Lions trying to set certain things up for this, and obviously Wrecked Wolves. You guys have got the, I guess, the reviews and the daily analytics, which I've been looking for someone like this for a long time, so it's fantastic. Thanks a lot. But are there certain things you've got in sort of post-mint? Because I do see certain projects that mint something, and then over the next couple of weeks, even though they're working very hard on it, they tend to miss a massive trick with being engaged with the community or having certain things like Hellcats. Their poker games seem to take up a lot of, I guess, help bind a lot of the community to get together. So just could you touch on some of the things that you've got planned, I guess, for that first critical sort of 6 weeks post-mint?
I'll take that. So right after mint, we'll be getting started with the community wallet deal and the charity donation. Obviously, we're going to have that second drop of Luna Cub, so that'll have some more time. So you'll need to give us some time to work on that second drop. But those two things at the start of the roadmap should be implemented pretty fast. And then just for community building, having movie nights, trivia, just community building, activities in the Discord. For us, I don't know about Wrecked.
Yeah, we've got a trivia tonight in an hour's time. So that's kind of our first of the whole community kind of get-togethers tonight. We're going to be doing them three times. Well, one today and then twice during the week. And then we're just kind of taking it from there, and then we can kind of build on it. And then after launch, we will look into doing more trivia, more... even Kahoot, or whether it's kind of watching stuff together, we kind of need to look into that more and how we'd actually work that. But yeah, just bits and bobs, just to kind of bring everyone together and feel a bit more involved.
Even sports events.
Yeah, I mean, it's
stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you guys talked about the sports aspect. If that's something that binds the community together, that could be huge for that community to help everybody sort of stay engaged. As we know, there's so many of these projects popping up and your attention gets dragged left and right. Unless there's something sort of that gives you that sort of hook that makes you want to keep back and check it into the Discord, into the community, it can fizzle a little bit. But obviously, it sounds like you guys have got some plans for certain things in place. I would definitely encourage you to build them out more and even come up with some sort of new funky ideas. Not throwing it out there myself, but yeah, just to kind of really try and focus on that, because that seems to be, I guess, a massive part. And obviously, in the lunar space, on this ecosystem, the communities tend to be a bit more sticky, and people seem to be more interested in the sort of longevity of the project, rather than obviously you need some to flip and build the secondary. But I mean, for that in itself, I've seen obviously mints on Avalanche and Solana, the community disbands quite quickly without proper engagement.
Yeah, I'll take that on our end for the community engagement. I think people naturally like to come to Wrecked Wolf to share their wrecked stories. So that's one thing that probably will never run out of, is kind of that community support for these people that, you know, didn't do so well in crypto. And as I mentioned previously, hopefully we're going to have these workshop with healthcare professionals, you know, in terms of meditation, also maybe handling some of that gambling addiction of NFTs as a joke, but maybe not sometimes. So kind of having that safe space to vent and to talk about, you know, the more unfortunate experiences, but also it's a safe space to talk about all NFT projects, right? So kind of difficult to criticize a project within your community. Sometimes you'll be called a FUDR and people tell you, you know, some mods will ban you. But inside our chat, there's no, everything pretty much goes. We had a really big debate with Aston last time. I think it was with Luna Monkey Business. Anyways, I don't want to go into it. But we try to keep a safe environment to talk about every project. So as long as there's NFT projects and as long as there's rugs, there's always a space for you at Wrecked Wolf. So those are kind of the easy low-hanging fruit. But also, as you mentioned, we do post the analytics daily. We have reviews in the Bounty program. There's a submission, you know, twice a day almost. So there's always that constant stream of information that you kind of come back to the Discord to check out, as well as we have a Will You Mint poll. So people kind of vote if they're going to mint an NFT project or not, which keeps the crowd engaged. And finally, the DAO. That's going to take a long time to build out, and we'll have plenty of tasks for people to carry out in the DAO. And one of the first order of business, I'm leaking alpha here, is that secondary airdrop will actually be designed by the community. So we want to get them involved. We've already seen this process done in another project on Ethereum that I've been involved with. And it could be really fun to design a new collection as a community. You know, you don't pick the artist or... but certain tasks like, oh, which trait you'd like to see and maybe how would you like the NFT to look like? A lot of these kind of different fun inputs that you can give and make the community, make it the community's collection and really unique and tailored to, you know, the community again. So a lot of activities, I guess, planned in the roadmap right after Mint.
Well, nice. Cheers, cheers for that, guys. Thanks very much for taking the time to have this spaces as well. It gives me a lot more confidence to mint for both the projects, to be honest with you. I think things like this are desperately needed, and that's been something that is really, really, really good to I guess hear people and connect a bit more so as well. Kind of helps me become a bit more sticky to the projects as well. So cheers, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Zola. It's a really great question, I think. You know, we love these questions that make the projects think. You know, because this is all about community. So I don't know if anyone else has any other questions. We're getting a little bit past the hour. So if we don't, we can make some closing remarks. Request if you have any questions, last question. Okay. Well, no one's requesting. Louis XIII and Zola, if you want your 10 UST, please DM me your Terra addresses and I will send it your way. Karma as well. I forgot Karma.
If I ask another question, do I get another
one? We can't be paying Karma. She has too many GPs already.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably doesn't need 10 USD. But okay, guys. If you guys have any closing statements, you know, now's your time to speak. Other than that, I think we are going to wrap up.
Yeah, could I have a quick word? I'd like to thank you, Jordan and Aston, as well as the Luart team for organizing these Twitter spaces and putting out these amazing projects on your platform. I think everyone really appreciates Luart for putting out quality instead of quantity. So all the projects that are coming out of Luart usually sell out and have, you know, a floor price that's above their mint cost, which is really incredible and amazing in this space that can get saturated with NFTs really quickly. So y'all doing an incredible job. I'd also like to thank my team, so Bessie, Kudo, and Aldenal, who you know, kind of were really core for this. And finally, a shout out to some of the community builders again. So Svarna, Devepe, Xulian, Yoast, Liquid Spirit, and sorry if I forget your name, but kind of they've been the big builders here and helping us out bring this project to fruition. So thank you.
Yeah, and just from us at Luna Lions, just want to say a big thanks to the whole Luart team as well. It's been a good process. It's been good to speak to you guys. It's been good to hear Wrecked Wolf as well. I've not heard too much about them, so having this call has been good to kind of gather more information about what you guys are doing. And then just a big thanks to everyone for dropping by and listening in. It's been enjoyable.
Great. Well, we'll wrap things up now. Again, Wrecked Wolf will be minting March 3rd, so coming soon. Luna Lions will be minting March 9th. on the Luart launchpad. Stay tuned for announcements and have your Luna and UST ready in your wallets to mint. Thank you guys for showing up and for all the great questions. I really, really enjoy these. I get to get some alpha too. There's always so much going on. It's hard. You know, I get all this information in an hour. So really appreciate that. Good luck on your guys' mints, and we'll be talking soon, everyone. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Luart NFT project panel featuring Wrecked Wolf and Luna Lions, recorded on Sunday, February 27th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Laying there at night while I'm counting sheep, brain on repeat, no amount of please. Would you shut the fuck up? Yo, I'm trying to sleep. Not till you write it down to remind your genius ass in the morning, when you wake up to realize it was nothing more than a weird dream. And you feel like everybody's on the tape, but things aren't always what they seem. What's real to me isn't real to you. Living this reality is barely new. And if you've seen this little feud, you'd be filling up your gas tanks too. We're living in a fucking simulation of a simulation. Don't look back or you'll get sucked into the miscommunication. All this dumb fucking ruckus, drink bleach here. Keep a tight demeanor and swing for the bleachers.
This ball is crushed.
I feel like I wanna kick the bucket over, spill the fun, release some of the means of hunting all these silly motherfuckers coming at us like we don't got a bunch of guns or something. These are fucked up times we're living in, and I don't need the judgment. Free to suffer, no need to suffer. The leaders busted, freedom hunter, disagreements wander. Cold streets filled with screaming bottom feeders. Take me to your leaders, blasting propaganda through the speakers. So if you wanna build, let's build. But if you wanna steal, get buried in the field. Double duty at the Rockin' Rudy, coppin' fruity, not a newbie. Got the rubies hostile, looking like Chewbacca, threw me through the window. Fucking sue me, now I'm looking all hypnotic bougie with a bunch of suckers I went to school with who barely knew me. Students sitting here fucking clueless, looking at the next duck trying to see who the goose is. Should've paid more attention to the hole in the boat. Now tell me why y'all still vote. We'll be right back.